be seated. Let us pray. Loving Christ, as we come together now in these moments, may we hear your word. May we be spoken to by your call. Lord God, may we feel your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a lot of stories that are told in pastor circles about different events that happen. You don't know which one of them are apocryphal or not. You know which one of them are true or not. But I would imagine that the one I'm about to share with you is probably one that has at least some foundation in a true event. The story is told that we were reading the lesson that we just read for today, and the preacher was up there preaching or up there sharing this gospel lesson that we just read. And after the end, as he got towards the end of reading this lesson, there was a young child in the sanctuary who just looked up and said, "Yuck!" And can you imagine why? The words we just heard read were these: "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood, yuck." Now, I've been preaching this text for years. And every time I hear it, I still think in my head, yuck. Did you know that early Christians, one of the things that the pagans said about them was that they were cannibals? Because they heard them talking in this language, eating flesh and drinking blood. Yuck. Indeed. Indeed, as people of God, maybe in some ways we just, you know, we understand that that's not exactly what we're doing. We instead are eating not flesh, but what? Well made, with a little bit of molasses in it, bread. Yum. And what are we drinking? Grape juice or wine? And recently we've been buying really good wine. Yum. Yes. You see, we have this dichotomy going on, don't we? When we hear words like "those who eat of my flesh and drink of my blood," that's where you find eternal life. But then, and then the meal we have, the meal of bread and wine. Jesus, as you know, said these words about sharing my bread or sharing my flesh and my blood. He did that in the context of what? Do you remember? The what? The Last Supper. This moment right before Jesus was to go forth and go through his passion and go to the cross. So we have this very intimate story of people eating together, of sharing time together, of being with one another in the anticipation of Jesus at least knowing what was to come, and needing to feel a sense of nourishment. But here, what Jesus wanted to offer the people, and indeed what he wants to offer us, even to this day, is fully himself. He wants to fully give himself to you. He wants to fully offer himself to you. He says, in effect, in these words that may make us think, on the surface, yuck. In fact, what he's doing is offering us fully and completely his presence, so that you and me might know in our lives that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now it seems, perhaps, as Jesus often does in Scripture, it's fairly provocative language. But what I would share with you is what we have now come to use as our holy meal, a meal that becomes for us a time of spiritual nourishment for our faith and for the living of our faith, that this becomes a place where God offers fully Himself to us in this mystical way that we don't fully understand. But it is to keep you and me alive. It's to keep us nourished for life and faith. I have, many times in my life, in my ministry, visited with people who have Alzheimer's, who most of the time when I visit them, they don't know who I am. The collar gives away that I'm some religious dude, but the reality is they don't always know who I am. But let me tell you, when I share Holy Communion with them, they know the words. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ shed for you. Because they have been nourished throughout their lives by this promise of God. For us and for you in your life, I would imagine today, and tomorrow and whenever it is, you're going to have moments of where you think about God and you're going to go, well, yuck. Either God doesn't fulfill what you wanted to happen, or God doesn't seem to be as close to you as you would want God to be. There may be times in your life where you're thinking about Scripture, you're thinking about how you want to live your life, and it may just be not something that is at all appetizing to your life. That will happen. Because you are human. And particularly in those moments, our Lord offers Himself even more fully to you. Through word and song, through Scripture and service, through study and fellowship, but also through bread and wine, through body and blood, fully Himself, intimately for you. You know, when we're children, when we're infants, what's one of the first ways we get to know the world around us? By doing what? Putting things in your mouth. Have you ever seen a little baby put their toes in their mouth? Yuck! You ever seen a little baby pick up something off the floor and put it in their mouth? Yuck! We've seen people do that. That's how we, at our most youngest, elemental level, we come to know the world around us through what we consume. And if we remember that, then perhaps it's not so weird at all that Jesus says, I want you to know my kingdom, my world, in that most elemental of level, through bread and wine, through body and blood. In Jesus' name, amen.